Bertemu kembali, dunia pelancongan adalah sektor yang paling teruk terkesan kini akibat COVID-19 menurut laporan World Travel and Tourism Council yang diterbitkan pada Mac lepas. Sektor pelancongan dan pengembaraan dunia rugi $4.5 trilion pada 2020 akibat COVID-19. Dalam laporan impact ekonomi sumbangan sektor berkenaan kepada keluaran dalam negara kasar global jatuh 49.1% pada 2020. Dan kita ingin melihat kepada inovasi dalam sektor pelancongan yang dibawakan Aigotopia. Aigotopia adalah syarikat pemula yang melihat kepada pelancongan maya daripada promosi ke jualan ke perkhidmatan pelanggan. Aigotopia kini meraih dana melalui equity crowdfunding dan juga mensasarkan untuk meraih RM8.2 juta. Sehingga kini ia telah meraih RM5.8 juta dan pelabur terbesar adalah Haji Burhanuddin Mat Razi, pengasas Les Kopak yang telah melabur RM3 juta yang menjadikan beliau pelabur ECF terbesar Malaysia sehingga kini. Untuk melihat kepada produk yang ditawarkan Aigotopia dan juga masa depan sektor pelancongan dengan pelbagai inovasi yang ditawarkan, kita bersama James South, Ketua Pegawai Eksekutif Aigotopia, dan juga Haji Burhanuddin Mat Razi, pengasas Les Kopak dan juga pelabur terbesar Aigotopia. James, let's start with you. Tell us more about Aigotopia and what was your inspiration behind the makings of Aigotopia?
Yeah, well, listen, thank you for putting this together. It's definitely an exciting time for all of us. I think the inspiration came from I own a VR content company called Gecko Digital. And we'd been producing virtual reality tours for the top hotels in Asia and South Asia. And we saw the difference that it was making to direct sales. So by hosting it on their website and by publishing it to their direct channels, we saw engagement going up. And I think the inspiration came from the thought that was pressing on my mind for 7 years, which is, why is no one doing this via indirect channels? Why is there no online travel agent that is using the stunning technology and content that we make with Gecko Digital to help sell rooms? And I think the answer came, we figured it out, was because if anyone had to do it, it had to be us. Mm-hmm. Over the space of the last 6 years, we had amassed the biggest library of virtual reality assets across our offices in South Asia. So it was more of a kind of necessity and need to deliver something that only we could deliver.
And then, Haji, when did you first encounter Aigotopia? Tell us about that first encounter and your first impression of Aigotopia.
Well, the first time I met him sometime in December last year. Mm. So James came to see me and he brought this idea of Aigotopia. So I quite like it because there are some synergy of Aigotopia with our business, especially on the virtual reality and when it comes to payment system. So because I've set up this payment system, and also the virtual reality, I think the technology, I can use it if I build my theme park. There's a lot of synergy that we can tap from that.
Mm-hmm. And James, I think share with us your vision with Aigotopia. Do you think now is a wise time to launch Aigotopia, looking at the pandemic and looking at how COVID has affected the tourism sector? I think because tourism is a very tactile experience, right? You want to touch, you want to be able to also enjoy, experience the five senses that you go when you visit a resort, say, for example. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so in answer to your first question, I think, you know, I have a very strong vision. Mm. And that is aligned with the future of travel and how the entire booking process is going to be revolutionized by content and UI and UX being the main governing reasons why people will use virtual reality to book hotel rooms. Because you get a better understanding of how you exist in that space. If I can take you there immersively, and especially in a pandemic where you can't bring people to the property, immersive marketing is taking the property to the people. So it makes perfect sense that virtual reality, in the same way that content led with video and imagery has become the modus operandi for how OTAs are currently governing their sales, it makes perfect sense to me that the future has to be VR. Mm-hmm. So my vision is really strong, and it's I want to change the way that people book hotel rooms, and I want to revolutionize that entire booking process, because we think the actual dreamy part of a holiday is the part where you're at home sitting, dreaming about where you're going to go on your next trip. So it kind of lends itself to the next question that you asked, which is, I get asked by everyone, and that is, why do this in a pandemic? And I've been called many things, crazy for one, but it's really, I feel there is no better time to be launching this. I feel that in a pandemic, this is the time when, in a hospitality industry that's been ravaged by movement control orders, that it's laying the way for disruptive channels and businesses to come through mm-hmm. and shake the status quo of how we currently book rooms through online travel. And I think that the quickest industry or sector to bounce back will be the luxury sector, the upscale luxury sector. Mm-hmm. And that will create a funnel of pent-up demand that we're poised to take advantage of. And that would be in our main source markets, Malaysia and UK, traveling to some of the most phenomenal destinations that lend themselves to the kind of VR and photography that we've been taking with Gecko Digital.
Haji, you are also contributing 3 million ringgit to the ECF, equity crowdfunding effort that Igotopia is embarking on right now. Tell us about that contribution. 3 million ringgit makes you the biggest ECF contributor so far. Tell us about that. Does it really show your trust in the product and also in the future of Igotopia?
Yes, of course. If not, I don't put the money. Actually, I told you just now, I think there's a lot of synergy. We're working with James because I'm thinking of moving some of the VR technology to Malaysia rather than, I think now James is stationed it in Bali. Mm-hmm. So we might tap it. And if I build my theme park, I'm going to use a lot of this VR technology.
But how does that fit? How does that fit with Les Copas' vision for the future?
Yeah, this is something out of Les Copas. It's something my own venture rather than Les Copas as a whole. But eventually, if it's working, definitely will palm up into Les Copas. At the moment, I don't even thinking of making Les Copas a public listed. Mm-hmm.
James, tell us, what will you do with this 8.2 million ringgit that you're planning to raise? You're around 5.8 million ringgit in right now, right?
Yes, I mean, it's been a very exciting time. We've gone live on a Malaysian crowdfunding site called Pitchin, P-I-T-C-H-I-N, and we've had phenomenal success. I think we went live just under 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago. And we are breaking all records, which shows us that there is an appetite on the demand side for this kind of OTA disruptive online travel agent. Mm-hmm. So we've raised the quickest amount of money or the largest amount of money in the quickest time. We've had the biggest single high net worth investor, a single ticket item from Burhan, who I've become very close to since we met 6 months ago. It's just been an amazing journey. And I think most of those funds are going towards marketing and operational expenses and really pushing our two source markets of Malaysia and the UK, mm-hmm. traveling to Maldives and Seychelles. And as a staycation initiative, of course, to begin with, from when we launch in September, October, for Malaysians doing domestic travel as the borders open up.
Mm-hmm. And right now, your focus would be in which markets? You said Malaysia and the UK. Is that your two focus, your two key markets right now?
Yeah, so our two key source markets going into the recovery period are Malaysia and UK. As we lead in with new destinations, we'll open up new source markets. So to begin with, it's really Southeast Asia and South Asia, Indian Ocean, with UK and Malaysians traveling to those destinations. But in 2022, 2023, it's really a curated journey into the world's top hotels. So you'll see more offerings come in. You'll see hotels coming in different destinations in the Caribbean, in Indonesia and Bali. As we open up new source markets, it will grow exponentially with the destinations that we push.
And Haji, I think we all know that the state of the tourism sector right now is very dire, it's very quite bleak. Yeah. Tell us about the future and your investment. And I'm sure you foresee a recovery of the tourism sector very soon.
Yeah, I think during the pandemic, all the tourism industry dead. So I think this is the best time for us to be prepared. Once the recovery there, we are the number one. So it's always like that in business. Like during the Second World War, Aristotle Onassis, he bought a lot of ship and prepared for the business after World War II, and he became a shipping magnate. Mm-hmm. So I think in this case also, we have to be prepared. And once it's launched, we are marketing a new product, innovative product, which people can resist. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you excited about the future of Aigotopia, Haji, and how that will probably contribute to the future of Lesko Park?
Yeah, I think we have seen a lot of this unicorn came out from this side of the world, but unfortunately none from Malaysia. So I hope with James' proposal, I think Aigotopia will become one of the unicorn which come out from Malaysia, hopefully.
And James, let's talk about, down the road, 3 years, what is your vision for Aigotopia? And also, could you perhaps, or would you perhaps maybe expand this to, cities, smaller resorts, out of the luxury segment of tourism?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question because I think, one of the things that COVID is teaching us is that space is the new luxury. So the lead-in time for holidays is getting less and the average time that people spend on holiday is getting more. And I think that Aigo Room's model perfectly caters for that type of holiday because we love space. Mm-hmm. And virtual reality really lends itself to quirky, innovative space. And that really comes across in the product. So I think, wherever there are new hotels opening up that lend themselves to this idea of space and luxury, will be where we'll follow those as destination owners.
On that note, thank you very much, James South, Ketua Pegawai Eksekutif Aigotopia dan juga Haji Burhanuddin Mat Razi, pengasas Lesko Park dan juga pelabur terbesar untuk Aigotopia, membincangkan berkenaan dengan produk yang mereka tawarkan, pelancongan maya dan juga apakah masa depan untuk Lesko Park serta Aigotopia melihat kepada situasi dan juga sektor pelancongan semasa. Dan itu adalah laporan daripada saya, Reza Zulkapli, untuk Niaga Awani. Teruskan bersama kami di Astro Awani untuk perkembangan terkini dalam dan juga luar negara dan ikuti laman web kami dan untuk mengetahui bagaimana segelintir masyarakat berdepan cabaran kehidupan dalam diary lockdown di halaman Micro Interaktif di astroawani.com sekarang dan segala maklumat lain dalam astroawani.com juga aplikasi Astro Awani. Terima kasih kerana menonton saluran berita paling dipercayai di Malaysia. Saya Riza Zulkapli. Salam hormat.